This is an ABC podcast.
We continue our Remember the Day When interviews this afternoon. Remember the day when the Newtown Jets played their last game in the New South Wales Rugby League competition, as it was back on August 27, 1983, and the Jets defeated Canberra 9-6 at, no, not Henson Park, but Arana Park, now known as Campbelltown Stadium. Newtown was either the first or second team formed in rugby league in January 1908, depending on which source you listen to, but it was either Newtown or Glebe. They were the Blue Bags until becoming known as the Jets in 1973, and they won three premierships in 1910, 1933 and 1943. The team for that final game, Tim Barnes was the fullback. Wingers were John Chicka Ferguson and Lance Thompson. Centres, Michael Speechley and Greg Brown. 5'8", Trevor McCaffrey. And Ken Wilson, the halfback and captain. Alan Geelan played lock. Second rowers were Mal Graham and Chris Doyle. Props were Jeff Coburn and Gary Webster, with Mark Bugden the hooker. And they were coached by Newtown legend, the late Brian Chickamore. Mal Graham played two seasons in the New South Wales competition, both for Newtown in 1982 and 1983. 47 games before heading off to England for seasons with Hunslet, Oldham and Bradford Northern. And Mal Graham is on the lineup in Newcastle. How are you, Mal?
Very good, thanks. Good to talk to Andrew.
Yeah, good to talk to you. You're a school teacher, a PE teacher up that way. How's that treating you in the coronavirus age?
Yeah, certainly a different environment now, Andrew, for a PE teacher to be teaching online and Zooming our classes is quite interesting, but we've got to cope with this terrible time and move with technology, and hopefully we all get back to normality very soon.
How are you with all that technology? Is it working out?
For a 61-year-old male who was a very good sportsman, technology is not my forte, so I'm struggling, but luckily we've got a couple of young colleagues helping me out.
I'm a 51-year-old male with no sporting background in terms of playing and struggle also, so you're in good company. So, Mal, how well do you remember the day when Newtown played its final game there in Campbelltown?
Yeah, well, it's sort of, it's 37 years ago now,
yep.
So it's a bit foggy, but you never forget great moments, and I was very fortunate to play, you know, in the New South Wales Rugby League Comp in 82, 83 with Newtown just after they got defeated in 81 by Parramatta. So we basically left Henson Park, hopefully looking for a new future, new venture at Arana Park under the sort of Marsden Group, and head off to Campbelltown. But, I remember that day, good crowd, excellent crowd of 6,500. Came up against a reasonable Canberra side that sort of had Terry Fay,
yeah,
Ray Blacklock, you know, Alan McMahon, the late David Grant and so forth, coached by, you know, Don Ferner. But we basically knew that if it was ever going to be Newtown's last ever rugby league game, that we need to produce a great effort. And fortunately we did. And my last ever memory is that at least we won the game 9-6, and we had, at least we did the Jets jumper, very proud.
Yeah, indeed. And it was a battle of a year, and there must have been so much off-field distraction. As you say, it's 37 years ago, so I'm stretching your memory bank. But what do you remember about what players were being told at that time? And do you remember a stage of the season where you were basically told this is it?
Yeah, mostly the seeds were basically sown back in towards the back end of the 82 season. They'd had an outstanding season in 81, making the grand final against Parramatta. Warren Ryan stayed on in 83. He left at the end of 83 with, I think, basically the club on our financial knees, and took a lot of good players with him across to Canterbury. The writing was on the wall then. Chickamore jumped in and volunteered to coach for nothing. Basically, there were no re-signings of any other players from clubs. So 83 was a season with always a cloud hanging over our heads and our future. And we did our best. We battled along. But, there was always a little glimmer of hope at the end of the tunnel. But once we left Henson Park and moved to Campbelltown to start up a new franchise, I think the writing was on the wall for all the Newtown faithfuls.
Because you played six games at Campbelltown that season, And the plan, just reading up on it again in recent days, the plan was originally that the club would become known as the Newtown Campbelltown Jets. New logos were formed, the works, and to resume in 1985. But the GFC, not the GFC, but the economic stresses of the time put paid to that, with the Newtown Jets Leagues Club failing to be sold. What do you remember, if anything, about those plans?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Read an article the other day about Frank Farrington, the least, comparing Newtown at that time to the Sydney Swans, who just shifted up from Melbourne. They shifted up with, you know, bankruptcy. The future for Newtown was that with the sale of the Leagues Club, at least we would go to Campbelltown with money in the bank. But ultimately, the Leagues Club couldn't sell, and then the venture of... I remember going down to Campbelltown. We trained down there nearly once a week for the majority of the season. We did, you know, shopping centre functions and, you know, went to schools and ran clinics. So it was sort of pretty full on that was the future of the Jets was in Campbelltown. And even right up till that last competition game in round 26, we still expected to be turning up at Campbelltown, and that's where our base would be. And but unfortunately, the New South Wales Rugby League made a decision and decided to cut us and West from the comp, and West fought it, and we basically, due to financial constraints, didn't have the ability to do that.
Talk to me about Henson Park, Mal, because we broadcast our program on a Saturday there last year, and it was before, I think, Newtown played North for the Frank Hyde Cup. And there were 5,000 people there, or I should say the official crowd. What do they post? 8,972. But it was such a fabulous day. They do such a great job. And I say this with love in my heart. It's not a modern facility. It wasn't a modern facility when you played. What do you remember about Henson?
No, the best thing is the back gates. The groundsman there would open the back gates on game day. We could drive in there. You could park around the back there. You had the bicycle track around it. Beautiful hill, lit up with sunshine. Yeah, the grandstand catered for a few people, but the facilities, the dressing rooms, canteens and everything are still basically exactly the same now, and yep. Certainly not up to date with the current sporting franchise, put it that way, competing at the highest level. But the best thing is the Jets are still operating, had a magnificent 2019, and at least the jumper is still in a competition in New South Wales.
So I think it's honestly one of rugby league's most positive and great stories, that Newtown came back. I think it was 1990 when it was the old Metropolitan Cup. They've now been in the New South Wales Cup for a long time. They put on such a great day for the people who turn up to every home game at Henson Park. Have you been to one recently?
I haven't been for a couple of years. We used to have a Newtown reunion. It was on the last competition game day at Henson Park, and normally it was against Canterbury Bankstown. So a lot of players turned up, but I'm sort of a member of the Newtown club now, and I get emails and all that and watch all their games. And what the current committee and board are doing is absolutely fantastic in terms of, you know, the craft beer shows, the music, the open food tents, and even the amount of Newtown franchise and merchandise that's getting sold is a credit to them, and the fact they're still surviving now since 1908 is outstanding.
So just again, that last day, you end up winning the game, and you mentioned that you wanted to do the Jets jersey proud. How important was it for you all to actually win that game and to go off the field deep down probably knowing it was for the last time with a win?
Yeah, well, it's sort of, I suppose it comes with any team game, the bonds and the friendship that you build across the course of that time, and knowing that a club that I'd only been at for 2 years, but had been in existence for, you know, 100, and that could finish at 4:30 on that given day, was very, very special. And there's a great picture that I sort of have a quick look at every now and then, and it's myself and Jeff Coburn, who's the current chairman of the Knights Rugby League Football Club up here, had a couple of years at Parramatta, chairing Kenny Wilson off, and there's
Squeaker
screaming and streamers and everything. It's just a great picture of what it meant to Newtown to win that last game and at least go out a winner, and if it was ever going to be our last game together.
Ken Wilson, I'm glad you mentioned him, Mal, because he was, I know he had a couple of years at Penrith, but He was Newtown Jets through and through. He kicked a field goal in a 1-0 win. He played in a scoreless draw. He played in a grand final. And he captained your team for the very last time that day in 1983. He was all blue.
He totally was, and became a very, very good friend of mine. I came down from Newcastle. He looked after me, he and his wife, Chris, dinner with him. And he basically took me under his wing. And I was very, very privileged to get that education from Ken. And it was good, great to see him go out a winner on that day. And, certainly one of the greats of Newtown.
He's been fighting a gallant fight against some health issues just lately. So, Kenny, we hope sincerely that you're doing okay, mate. Mal Graham, part of the Newtown Jets' final ever game in August 1983, a 9-6 win over Canberra. I appreciate very much your time, Mal. Thanks for remembering that day.
Pleasure. Thanks very much.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.